Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting second. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting seventh. The center fielder, G. Walker. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, General Crowder. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, General Crowder. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vern Kennedy. And now, play ball. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer bunts towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to third. Cochran moves to second. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Fox scores. Cochran moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cochran scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 0. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Tigers. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel misplays the ball. That's an error on Rogel. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-0 in the game. Gehringer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Tigers. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Greenberg hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Greenberg reaches second base with a double. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Greenberg moves to third. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogel hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greenberg scores. It's 6-0, Tigers. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy fires to first and has Walker trapped. There's the throw to Appling who tags Walker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jocko Conlon pinch hits for Vern Kennedy. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Carl Fisher now pitching. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Crowder hits a line drive into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Greenberg hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogel hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-1 in the game. Shea takes first base on ball 4. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shea moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Crowder strikes out. 1 out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-0, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. Haas hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Tigers. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen juggles the ball. That's an error on Owen. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Bonura moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Greenberg hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-1, Tigers. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Goslin is called out on strikes. 1 out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 3 in the game. Rogel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Haas. Rogel reaches second base with a double. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 3 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Shea takes first base on ball 4. George Washington pinch hits for Carl Fisher. Marty Hopkins pinch runs for Merv Shea. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Hopkins moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Hopkins moves to third. Washington moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hopkins scores. Washington scores. Radcliffe moves to second. It's 8-3, Tigers. Schoolboy Row now pitching. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 3 in the game. Bonura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Radcliffe scores. Haas moves to third. It's 8-4, Tigers. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 3 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simmons for the out. Haas scores. Bonura moves to second. Two outs. It's 8-5, Tigers. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rowe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Sad Sam Jones now pitching. Luke Sewell now catching. Mulehaus now playing center field. George Washington now playing right field. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fox bunts towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Rowe moves to second. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a pop-up towards third. Dyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rowe scores. It's 9-5, Tigers. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Greenberg hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 3 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.